Time to bring in Ruth Epstein with our Republican America Report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing just fine.
Good. Everybody's well. And the door is open. We didn't lock her out.
That's right.
I feel so much better about that.
Yes, I do, too.
Got the week off to a really bizarre start.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Well, speaking about this is the amount of things that are going on this week because of the holiday is just amazing.
You're speechless.
Just no time whatsoever. Running all over the region, but got to get the news out there.
The Board of Selectmen in Salisbury tonight.
Yep.
In Kent, they have the Village Center Streetscape Committee meeting tonight. Also meeting tonight. Region 1 Board of Education.
Yeah. Canaan Board of Selectmen.
Canaan Board of Selectmen.
Canaan Planning and Zoning, I believe.
Yeah. Falls Village. Also tonight, right?
No.
Oh, they've moved off because I thought their calendar had them down for tonight.
Maybe you're right. Yes, you probably are right.
Yeah. Board of Finance. Board of Finance, Board of Selectmen.
Second Monday. Yep. Yeah.
Well, that's because everything's all backed up.
Yes, you're right.
If you didn't have enough to do.
I mean, we're not even through all the meetings that are set tonight.
And
because
it's just Monday, so that's about 5 meetings tonight. Yeah.
It's amazing. And Planning and Zoning in Canada is meeting tonight. So,
right.
I mean, that's just tonight.
This is all tonight. So if you weren't a clone before, you've got to be one now. Thank God for your taping, guys, because I couldn't do it all, obviously.
Well, no. On
Wednesday, of course, we have the 9/11 tribute in North Canaan at the church.
I still call St. Joseph's. I know it's not. It's some parish of the tours and everything, but
St. Joseph's. I assume the large flag will be floating. And
they'll be there for 24 hours, beginning midnight, going to midnight.
Reading the names. Yep.
Yeah. Now on Tuesday, though, you've got a busy day in Kent.
Okay.
You got the sewer commission, and you got the zoning board of appeals. As a matter of fact, and Sharon has their selectmen's meeting.
Right, Sharon's selectmen.
Yeah, I mean, it's just this week is nuts.
It's just,
Cornwall
just
has
a couple of days.
I mean, Cornwall has the septic committee meeting on Tuesday, mm-hmm. planning and zoning, park and rec, and then who's done? It's crazy.
It's just there's no room on my calendar for anything anymore. So no more stuff, guys. and then. Talk about Saturday. I've got a slew of things. There's a seminar about drugs put on by BT at Berkshire Taconic at Fairfield Farm. We have the Audubon Butterfly House opening.
That's an all-day affair that they're going to have a lot going on there. That's exactly right.
They're looking for people to come. I have a Hoosie reunion at the Grove. 50th reunion coming up.
I'm glad you brought up Hoosie because I think Parents' Night is this week, too, on Thursday. I think it's Thursday.
Yeah, I do believe you're right. Yeah. I think you're right. I did see that even on Ian's calendar. So don't ever complain about nothing to do.
We've been very clear all summer long about not complaining about nothing to do.
Right.
Simply because we knew that there's always...
what happens.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I can't imagine. Talk to me next week when I'm just flat out. That's Saturday. And then Sunday, the Salisbury Republicans are having their tribute to the volunteers at the Grove from 1 to 3.
They're going to have a corn. It's corn roast.
Corn roast.
The food
yes.
No admission, and that's going on. And what better place to do it, though?
The Grove in September.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, holy smokes.
So, they're going to be representatives of all the volunteer organizations in town, and people can come and hear what they're doing and join up. I think that's probably a good reason to have such a thing.
Now, a couple of golf tournaments. The Kent Fire Department has their golf tournament today. It's at the Bullsbridge Country Club, which is one of your chances to play one of the more exclusive country clubs in our area.
A beautiful setting.
And the Sharon Fire Department golf tournament is tomorrow.
Oh, really?
At the Sharon Country Club. They get together and raise funds. We supply the hole-in-one for the Sharon. And then in a couple of weeks, you've got the Swassa tournament, which is going to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And also Salisbury Central School has a golf tournament.
Got one this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I think, Marsha, we should be plugging the Wall of Honor at the high school coming up on November 3rd. This is the second one. The Housatonic Alumni Association puts this on. This is the alternate to the sports, the Athletic Hall of Fame. This is the Wall of Honor that focuses on folks who have done good things, both public service, business-wise, people who have graduated from Housatonic. And there are 10 inductees going in on November 3rd. There is a luncheon sponsored by the Alumni Association for relatives and friends of the inductees, and then a program, and then a follow-up, a coffee hour. And I am just amazed whenever I type this up at the width and breadth of what people from Housatonic have gone on to do. It is simply amazing. And so we'll be publicizing that for the next 2 months, month and a half.
It's a great way to recognize it. Really
it is. And from this small high school, it just boggles my mind what these folks have done. So hopefully we'll get a good crowd at that. Peter Vermilia gave a great speech at the last Tuesdays at 7 on the Black History. It was the 29th Regiment, Litchfield County Afro-Americans during the Civil War, and it was all because they found some documentation in a closet at the bottom of a closet at the high school, and from there he had the kids doing this fabulous project, which he explained that night. And then over in Cornwall, they've been discussing the herbicide problem along the tracks. The railroad has been spraying and trying to get rid of the brush and causing a great deal of havoc because it's also killing trees. And so the selectmen are going to be following up, talking with not only the railroad, but with DOT representatives and our local representatives to see what can be done, because it really is. I took a ride down there. It's pretty devastating. So we'll be following that as well.
Yeah, you'd figure over the years that a little more expensive, they'd find a way, a better way that might be a more expensive way, to clear away that brush and to keep it all safe passage without using something that the railroad company knows upsets people, and also so close to the river. I mean, they know that this. I mean,
this is not new news. This has been going on for 30 some odd years.
Years ago. And people are afraid to have their animals. I mean, we're talking tracks. If you go along River Road between Falls Village and Cornwall, there are homes there.
But it's also right on the river, so that you would just think that, come on.
Yeah.
It's a little more money, but do it the right, do it a different way.
Especially if you're trying to, let's call it upgrade.
Yeah.
And endear yourself to the community.
Therefore.
It's pretty awful looking down there, so... hopefully they'll be, they will be working on it. Hopefully they'll get some results. So,
all right.
So, okay. Well, I think I should go back to bed.
Go back to bed, but I'll see you later on tonight.
Yes. Oh, I will see you. Yes, we will. We'll be, and there should be plenty of news to report next week.
All right, Ruth, take care.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can find her stories at rep-am.com, on the web, in the newspaper, and on your newsstands.